Good morning, family. Let's talk about rebuking the devourer. Y'all come on in and say something to me, those that are live and those that are catching us on our podcast. We appreciate you joining us. But we're going to jump right into this. Well, before we do that, let me just tell you that this week we are doing 7 days of prayer and fasting. The Bible says this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. And God will give your pastor, your leader, a time to call a corporate prayer, and that time is now. So I encourage you to join me each morning this week for 7 straight days at 6 a.m. We've already started, but you can still join in with us. If you want to learn more, go to victoriouspraise.org/prayer. That's victoriouspraise.org/prayer. Count me in, download the free prayer journal, and submit your prayer requests and join us for the rest of this week in prayer. But let's talk about the word that God gave us for this week, which is rebuking the devourer. In Malachi, the 3rd chapter, the 11th verse says, "And I will rebuke the devourer for thy sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of thine ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." Now, the verse which I didn't read before, that was verse 10, which says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive." Now, the place of blessings, a wealthy place, the place that you finally say, "I've made it, I've gotten there," it's not a place where you take it easy, because it's a place that, although it's filled with wealth and a blessing that can overflow, it's also filled with what we call the devourer. The devourer is to destroy completely, to eat food or prey hungrily or quickly. And in biblical times, the devourer was the locust. They would swarm in and eat the vegetation and destroy everything that the people had planted. And God says, this happens when you are disobedient. But if you are obedient, if you break the curse, which we're going to talk about those things a little bit later, then I will rebuke the devourer. Now, we know what the devourer is. What does it mean to then rebuke? To rebuke in the form that we're using it is to check, to turn back, and to keep down, which we're also going to deal with. To check, to make sure that devourer knows that you're not in charge, I'm in charge, to turn back and say, "No, you can't have my home, you can't have my family, you can't have my dream or my vision," you turn it back. And then to keep down means that I know you're going to try to stick your head back up, but I'm going to keep my foot on your neck because I've given power to tread on you. Why does devourers exist? First of all, because they go wherever there is a place to be devoured. So anytime there's a fruit, anytime there's nourishment, anytime there are blessings, they go to the prosperous places. And so I want to challenge you all to stop trying to go to a place without devourers, because if you find a place where there's no devourers, there's nothing else there either. I mean, you go out to the desert, you won't find many locusts out there. You go out to a place where there is no vegetation and no water, you won't find any devourers. So if there's no devourers in your church, it probably ain't a church. If there's no demons and devils just attacking you, then you probably ain't got nothing worth attacking. But God lets us know that this act of the devourer must be rebuked. It must be rebuked. It must be rebuked. But we can lose our power to rebuke. As a matter of fact, I contend that many of our contemporary modern churches have lost their legitimacy and power to rebuke. The disciples said, Lord, why couldn't we cast out this demon? And Jesus said, oh, faithless and perverse generation, faithless, you didn't have enough faith, and perverse, you were disobedient in your actions. And the Bible declares that obedience over and over and over is the key. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, obedience. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land, and all these blessings shall overtake them if thou hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments. And so because of a lack of faith, that is not knowing God's word, and a lack of obedience, that is adhering to God's word, we lose our ability to rebuke. So we don't want to I said this on Sunday. You can't rebuke fornication when you're fornicating. Can I preach right here? You can't rebuke lying when you're lying. You can't rebuke the devil when you are walking in obedience to the things of your flesh, of the devil, or walking in your lust in your flesh. You have to overcome them. And once you overcome them, then you are able to rebuke them. You can't rebuke something that you still fall in prey to. You got to rebuke it first, then you can overcome it. Hallelujah. You got to push it back. You got to check it. You got to destroy it. You've got to turn it back, and then you've got to keep it down. Listen, we're going to jump into this week, but I challenge you, go to victoriouspraise.org, sermon-notes/sermon-notes, and download that entire sermon, or go watch the video on our YouTube page or Facebook page. It will absolutely bless you, because this week it is important that we learn how to rebuke the attacks of the devourer, rebuke the miscarriage of the devourer, and rebuke the curse of the devourer. We're going to go in. We're going to have a great time. Before I get off, again, I want to remind you that we are in a time of prayer and fasting. I've called for a corporate prayer. Go to victoriouspraise.org/prayer, victoriouspraise.org/prayer. Click count me in, download the free prayer journal. We gonna pray. And when we pray, prayer changes things. Today we prayed for healing. Tomorrow we're gonna pray for deliverance. And remember this, don't just live life, live a victorious life and have an amazing day. You all be blessed.